gentlemen, start your engines. Let's talk racing. It's time for the Racing BS Show on Hoosier Country 105. Now, here's your host, Reese Lear, AJ Bolin, and Rick Evans.
The Racing BS program on Hoosier Country 105 is brought to you by the IU Credit Union, the historic Bloomington Speedway, the Main Street Raceway in Mitchell, Highway 67 Boar's Nest, and the Salem Speedway.
Are you ready?
This Friday night at the historic Bloomington Speedway.
410 Sprint Cars, IMCA Race Savers, and UMP Superstocks in action.
Plus, the tradition returns with the annual Kids Bicycle Races.
It's open at 4, gates at 5, hot laps at 6, and racing at 7:30.
Friday night at the historic Bloomington Speedway.
Find out more at historicbloomingtonspeedway.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Main Street Raceway in downtown Mitchell is the fastest little slot car track in southern Indiana. Large-scale slot car racing is making a comeback with high-speed excitement and fun for all ages. Track rental on the full-size track is just $20 for 45 minutes, car included, and Tuesdays are half price. Ask about the new portable track. Great for an office event, birthday party, or other event. Open weekdays 4 to 9, weekends 2 to 9. Main Street Raceway slot car racing on Main Street in downtown Mitchell.
Young racers and families, start your engines.
Salem Speedway is opening the track to the next generation. Introducing the Legendary Kart Club, where kids as young as 5 can launch their racing careers on one of America's most iconic speedways.
And the wait is over.
Our first ever event for youth kart racers and Crown Vic drivers is happening Sunday, May 31st. Pits open at 11 a.m. and racing starts at 2. Salem Speedway, where legends start young. Visit SalemSpeedway.com for ticket information on this and all future events.
Time again for the Racing BS Show. Each and every week, we bring you news from the racing world, starting right here in the heartland of American sprint car racing, stretching an hour north to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, then out to the rest of the nation. Bruce Lear, good morning.
Hey, Ricker, what's happening, man?
We are ready to talk racing again. AJ Bolin, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Bruce.
My God.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about, man.
We do have talk about.
But before we go into that real quick, you notice I don't have a hat on today.
You do not have a hat.
You know what? I woke up this morning and my hair looked so good that I thought I'm not going to ruin it.
Well, you are having a good hair day.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, it's looking nice. It's looking nice.
I mean, hey. At our age, like when you got to take advantage of all those days.
You're right. All right, let's talk a little NASCAR. First of all, what a race, man! I mean,
it really was.
That was fun. Absolutely,
I thought so too. Yeah. The first ever. I don't know what Andley is. 250 was at the Naval Base Coronado. I thought that was. I love saying that, Naval Base Coronado. That sounds like a war thing. All right. It was won by first-time winner Corey Heim. Who would have ever picked him to win?
Yeah,
huh?
Good for him.
He drives for Hamlin and Jordan's 231X Racing. He is the reigning Craftsman Truck Series champ, and this is just his 13th Cup start. So that's flexing your muscles a little bit there up in the Cup Series. You know, I gotta ask you, Ricker, and I know you keep saying, why is he my guy? But Connor Zilich has got to be jealous as hell about that, don't you think? My God.
Maybe so. I don't know.
I already hear the disappointment in your voice.
But yes,
boy, Hosebar.
I know. Oh, yeah. Stop. We're not talking about
No, I'm not letting that go. You know how many times he dumped Corey Heim in the Truck Series? Repeatedly, over and over and over. So when Heim got out of the car and said, I don't know what happened. Yeah, you do. You dumped him. It was a payback. And it was rightfully so. Hosebar's got a bunch of those coming, Mr. Lear. So that was the first of many. I just had to say that.
Hey, Ricker, Does he have to be on the show every day? I mean, come on.
Well, we can't have point without counterpoint. And I think I kind of have to agree with him.
Yeah,
and we're going to see a lot
any,
of that on these.
I don't have any defense for that one.
So. Argue, not at all. He had that coming, and he'll have the next 50.
Yeah, that's so, probably true. Yeah.
Chop that up. All right. Teammate Bubba. Bubba Wallace was second. Larson was third. Zane Smith, a name you don't hear much up there, was fourth. And your buddy, A.J. Allmendinger. Don't you wish your last name was Allmendinger?
Not really.
I like the A.J. part, but Allmendinger.
Yeah.
Every time.
I'm okay with mine.
All right. Anyway, some other notables. Blaney was ninth. Chase Elliott was 12th. Denny Hamlin, who's won a bunch of them here lately, was 14th. Our local guy, Mr. Chase Briscoe, was 17th. I'm not going to tell you where Josevar was. Zilich was 30.
He was leading.
Huh?
Or he was up front.
Yeah, at one point.
Yeah. Right till Heim's bumper got him.
19th. So,
yeah.
All right.
You know what was cool to see, though, all joking aside? So Tyler Reddick and Corey Heim are teammates, right?
Right.
And they're racing hard. Reddick makes a crossover move, drives in underneath him, got into him, and honestly rolled off the gas and let Heim keep going.
I agree.
Good.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you don't see that respect like that nearly enough anymore.
It's called team.
I'm liking Reddick more and more, by the way.
The more I get to know
more about him, the more I like that kid. He's a tough one.
I think Reddick would have done that with anyone. Like, that's just he's a good, clean racer. He was racing hard, got into him, and like, hey, I messed up. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Right?
It's still called teammate. If he had dumped it, both of them hadn't finished, there would have been trouble brewing.
I think we've seen that plenty of times before, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I guess. All right, there were 7 cautions in the race, just for 11 laps, with 20 lead changes. Up next is Sonoma. And that's Sunday at 3:30 on TNT, baby.
Oh, you'll get to watch something.
Yeah, baby. All right. Just a little update on Sonoma. It sits on 1,600 acres. It has both a road course of 2.5 miles and an NHRA-sanctioned drag strip. Tickets are running about $100 a piece. And this one is owned by Speedway Motorsports. And guys, guess when this rascal was built?
Tell us, Bruce.
1962.
1969.
Well, there you go.
1960s. I'm telling you, we've talked about 7 or 8 tracks that were built in the 60s. I don't know what that is about. That was a big time for cars, I guess.
Well, it was. And, I mean, in reality, think at that time, think of how big just the car culture was.
Right. Sports cars and everything. Dragsters.
Everything.
I mean,
and people loved their cars.
Everything
people
was big in the 60s.
With their, right? I mean, it was, and obviously it's not quite that way anymore, but I think that's why every track
could
bring up.
You know what? One of these days I'm going to go back and count how many actual racetracks were built in the 60s. I'm not smart enough to do that now, but
apparently about 80% of them. I don't know.
You know what? I would guess you're probably pretty close there. Probably
hey, while
close.
We're before we leave San Diego in this conversation, I want to give a big shout out to Nathan Nicholson. I was watching the truck race, and they're going through the intros in the truck race, and there's Nathan Nicholson from Bloomington, Indiana. How about that?
Oh, no, so, I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, we got a local guy running in that one. He runs, looks like the MX-5 series, running Miatas and doing some truck races here and there. So it was fun to watch a local guy in that truck race.
Did you see where he finished?
28th. He ran better than that at times. I think he got dumped. Everybody got dumped at some point in this race. So,
that's good. Everybody gets dumped in the truck series.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got. Ricker, can you lead me on into the IndyCar?
Yeah, we were turning left and right with the IndyCar Series 2 this past weekend. They were at the America's National Park of Speed, Road America. Absolutely beautiful place if you've not been.
And it looked like they had a great crowd.
It was a fantastic crowd. It was, I think, the biggest crowd I've ever seen at Road America. There were a ton of people there, and they were treated to watching Christian Lundgaard win that thing, followed by David Malukas. Will Power. He and Graham Rahal got together, got a little feisty there. It was
yeah, that was kind of fun.
It was a racy race. Kiffin Simpson. After that, it was a good time watching that one. We thought Palou was going to run away with it. Palou got the pole, and I think everybody just thought, okay, well, Palou's sitting out front. It's going to start. He's going to run away. What? It's going to be another one of those Alex Palou shows, and it did not end up that way.
Yeah, but what a lucky guy. Man, he should have been, he should have finished 17th or something, and they called that yellow flag, and he got, it was just kind of crazy. I thought,
The guys live that way. He's been that way all year long. I mean, it's not it is great talent and a great team and a great everything, but they also
just gets all the breaks.
They catch every break. Absolutely. It's it's just amazing. It's a charmed life right now for Alex Palou. So I feel bad for Marcus Armstrong. Marcus Armstrong's leading that thing, could get his first win. It looked like he was going to get his first win, and his Honda let go. And that's something you don't see very often. I mean, that's a...
No, not anymore.
That's
not
a rarity. So felt bad for that kid. So that's where we stand. Alex Palou leads the points. Malukas after him. Kirkwood after that. Next up for the IndyCar Series, July 5th at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course. Another one that's just not too far away. A nice little drive. It's a noon race. Our coverage starts at noon anyway here on Hoosier Country 105 a week from Sunday. If you want to drive over somewhere and see an IndyCar race, Mid-Ohio is about as easy as it's going to get, and it's a fun place. You can walk around. You can go see the sights and just roam around the track. You don't need a seat. You can just get yourself inside and spend the day roaming around the track and checking the place out. It's a beautiful little place. You can be in the trees, sitting in the shade, watching the cars go by. A lot of campers, a lot of fun, and a great way to celebrate the 4th of July weekend.
You're smart and hoot, Al, aren't you? You didn't go by my list, did you? I fouled that up again. Somehow I get those dates.
You're like a week ahead of us. I don't know why. You had that Nashville race.
He's like 3 weeks ahead. Hey, I don't think Graham Rahal had much fun.
No, Graham
you
did
said
not.
It was a fun one. Just a tough.
Okay, it was a fun one except for Graham Rahal.
Except for Graham Rahal.
He and Will Power got together, and he was not a happy dude after that.
And he was running so well. You know,
he was.
I'd be pissed off, too. You know, he's had a rough year, and he's just been kind of getting up there into the podium stuff. And, boy.
I don't know that you can really say that was – I know he's mad at Power, but – I think that was just racing.
I think it was. I don't think so. And he and Power have had the same kind of season too, where they've really wanted to do well. They've had little flashes, and the opposite of Alex Palou. Those guys can't get a break. Although Ray Hall's had some podiums this year, and that's was fun to see
lately.
Still can't get that break that they really need. You know what I mean?
No, and you can hear Power try to stay off of him, like. He had such a run, and Rahal turned left, and Power jumped off the throttle. I mean, it just a bad deal.
Damn.
It was just a racing incident, I think.
It happens.
Did you happen to – we talked, I think it was last week, where we talked about Mark Donohue's Sunoco car that was so beautiful. I love that car.
I do, too. Yeah, it's nice to see that color scheme on the track again. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah. I thought that was awesome, man. That Kiffin Simpson had a – is he 66?
I think it's number 8. It's not the same number, but the paint scheme that Sunoco paint scheme looks good.
Yeah.
Yep.
What else you got? Like a race car should.
That's it for IndyCar. Let's take a break here. We have a lot to talk about locally. We'll do that coming up next on the Racing BS program here on Hoosier Country 105.
Craving a tenderloin that's big, thick, and breaded to perfection? Head to Highway 67 Boar's Nest in Farragut. The Boar's Nest Tenderloin is a local favorite. Bring the family to the dining area or hit the 21-plus bar side for the fun. Friday night live bands light up the stage, and Saturday night's karaoke keeps the mic hot. Highway 67 Boar's Nest. Great food, great music, great times. Located on Highway 67 in Farragut. Keep up on Facebook at 67 Boar's Nest.
IU Credit Union is proud to celebrate 70 years of serving our members and community. Since 1956, we've been committed to helping people save smarter, borrow better, and reach their financial goals with confidence. Thank you for being part of our story. Now, we're celebrating all year long with special promotions and anniversary surprises. Learn more at IUCU.org. Thank you for 70 incredible years. IU Credit Union. We started a credit union and created a community.
Historic Bloomington Speedway. 410 Sprint Cars, IMCA Race Savers, and UMP Superstocks in action. Plus, the tradition returns with the annual Kids Bicycle Races. Pits open at 4, gates at 5, hot laps at 6, and racing at 7:30. Friday night at the historic Bloomington Speedway. Find out more at historicbloomingtonspeedway.com.
We're back again on the Racing BS program here on Hoosier Country 105. Bruce Lear, where are we heading next?
Hey, Ricker, let's go on to our man Trackside with AJB.
Well, Bruce, it was a big night last Friday night at the historic Bloomington Speedway, honoring Randy Kincher. We talked last week, one of the most underrated sprint car drivers probably ever. So really cool to see Randy getting the recognition that he deserves, and that I know turned out really well for him and his family. And
hey, Juice, let me ask you a question. When was Randy racing? You know, believe it or not,
goodness,
I've been following sports racing for a long time, and I don't ever remember hearing much about him.
I mean, Randy started back in the 70s and ran, I'm going to probably get this wrong. I know he ran, obviously, through the 80s and the 90s and into the early 2000s. I'm not sure when. I honestly am not sure what year it would have been that he stopped, but he had a long run and won a ton of races, a lot of championships. So just really cool to see a guy like Randy get the recognition.
Yeah, when you got a guy like Steve, and you know, I mean, you're kind of
hard to stand out with that name. That's true.
Exactly. And hey, the sprint car race last Friday night had a finish that's going to be talked about for a long, long time, Bruce.
Yeah, that one was all over social media. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Todd Hobson's leading. Trey Osborne, who started 17th and was really rolling around the bottom good, worked his way to the front. Osborne made a move going into turn three on the last lap to take the lead with all four wheels in the grass, in the infield.
Do you want me to comment on that or not?
If you want to.
I probably shouldn't. No, I'm not going to.
So, so Osborne gets the win. Obviously, Rick, you're right. That kind of blew up all over the racing world there. Should it have been allowed? Should it have not have been? And
right,
and I think,
right.
You know, they're going to redo the tires that try to work as a deterrent to keep guys out of the infield. And that needs to be done. So they acknowledged that was an issue, and it definitely was. Like, I don't care what racetrack you're at, in my opinion, you go through the infield on your own to gain a position or improve your lap, you should probably be disqualified. So good to see him making an adjustment there.
Where was the black flag, big guy?
still in the rack up on the flag stand. So And you know, here's the deal too, man. In part of the whole, of course, you know, we talk about social media all the time. My goodness, man, everybody blew up. Oh, Earnhardt passed cars in the grass. Look, that was one time, and it was not a pass. Like, do you guys remember the famous pass in the grass?
Oh, I know exactly.
1987 Winston. Yeah. Earnhardt's leading. Bill Elliott gets into him, turns him into the infield. Earnhardt, with his incredible ability, saved the race car, kept the lead, came back onto the racetrack and won the race. He got forced into the infield. It wasn't a pass. NASCAR didn't allow it. Like, it's just not, you know. So, anyway.
Totally different deal.
Yeah, totally different deal. So, people have short-term memories, right, or remember what they want. Couple other big winners last Friday night. Cole Parker, this was really cool to see. Picked up his first win in the Race Saver 305 Series, driving the Flynn Racing entry, number 23. And Kent Robinson, a name you don't expect to see back in a superstock. Kent won the superstock feature at Bloomington Friday night, driving for Brad Cummings. So that was pretty cool to see. Other local winners from last weekend, Derek Groomer won the Super Late Model feature at Brownstown. Isaiah Sasser picked up another win in his Super Stock at Brownstown. Jordan Kinser won again in the Tate owned number 75 at Paragon on Saturday night. And this guy's not local, but I'll always mention him. He's been around forever and definitely one of the good guys. Shane Cottle back in Victory Lane at Putnamville last
Saturday. Oh, really? All right, nice.
Yeah, it's always good to see Cottle.
I didn't even know he was racing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was some cold beverages drunk after that one. So
You bet.
Bloomington back in action tomorrow night. 410s, 305 Race Savers, Super Stocks. And, Rick, we talked about this before we went on the air. A big night for a lot of kids. The bicycle races are back.
Oh, yeah.
Taking place on the racetrack. So that should be a fun night for a lot of youngsters.
No doubt about it. We had Chad Taylor on from Next Phase Construction and Cleaning in the last hour talking about that. He's got a big challenge out there trying to raise as much money and get as many new bicycles as he can find for the kids. I think they're somewhere north of 50 bicycles at this point and trying to get 100 bicycles. It's a crazy cool thing, a big benefit for the Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington as well. So you want to get involved, just go to the Bloomington Speedway Facebook page or Chad Taylor's, and you'll find some information about how you can help out with that as well.
Yep. One last thing. How come
one of us doesn't run in that? Why don't you get on a bike, Juice?
I'm not even sure my bicycle tires are hard air at this point.
Well, you didn't even need to say anything after that. I can tell.
I think Chad Taylor was actually asking about bicycles coming from Fort Whistlepig for this event. So he was challenging you, Bruce.
You know what, guys? I would never embarrass myself that much by getting out there on a bike.
Yeah, they do have those electric.
No way.
They do have e-bikes now.
I could do an e-bike.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Very good.
Yeah. Our friends at Salem Speedway back.
Good luck to him. I hope he gets 100. That'd be great.
Oh, I do too. I think it's great. I mean, obviously the kids are going to enjoy that, and really cool to see that back. Our friends at Salem Speedway, they're back in action this weekend on the 28th with the SCCA Autocross Series. So,
very good. Very good. All right. It's going to be a fun weekend. We're looking forward to it and certainly hope Mother Nature plays along and goes with our plans for the weekend because there's a lot of ground to cover.
Rickard, do we have time for a question or not?
Nope, I think we're going to have to wrap things up this week. So
we'll save the mailbag for
next week. Absolutely. Yeah, good deal.
Juice talked way too long today, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
Shut him up. Let's put him on.
I wasn't going to let the host of our opportunity slip past.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Ricker, get me out of here, man. I'm ready to go back to bed.
Absolutely. We appreciate both of you being here. Thanks for taking the time. We'll get the podcast online, WHCC105.com. As always, the Racing BS program brought to you by IU Credit Union, the historic Bloomington Speedway, the Main Street Raceway in Mitchell, Highway 67 Boar's Nest, and the Salem Speedway.
This is your WHCC roving reporter, communicating to you from WHCC's Western Command Center, located deep in the Black Hills of South Dakota, and we are still defending Fort Whistlepig.